Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Okay, welcome back, and want to overview the animal series as a whole and then talk a little bit about the Iowa bullfrog, the most recent addition in my own personal collection of the 7K medals, coolest collectible coin club. Deep calming breath, thanks for being here today. As always, introducing the 7K U.S. State Animal Series Collectible Coin Clubs. 50 coins, of course, for the 50 states. Unique designs featuring one of the designated state animals pertinent to each respective state. The number one happens to be Idaho with the breathtaking Appaloosa horse. That happens to be the one, number one top coin by demand within the 50 categorized. Number two coin is Montana with the beautiful morning cloak up there in popularity, randomly picking out a couple to isolate within the context of starting at only 2,000 vintages, find the hidden on the reverse or obverse or both of the coins as you collect them. Unique and exclusive, make sure that you get them all in the Auto Ship series, 7K medals. Auto Ship, unique to the state animal coin collection. And of course, all of the states are represented. You'd have to access at my website if you choose to do so, 7kmedals.com. Grant and Bill in the description of the show. You go to the Auto Saver on the website page, and you can see all of the coins individually and collectively categorized, unique to the animals within. So we're looking for and talking about the Iowa State Bullfrog today. When we come back in 10 seconds, we'll give you a little overview from the 7K medals and then about the bullfrog raw in and of itself. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for being here. Let's segue right in today. Hello, once again, all Silver Streakers, active youngsters alike, good for all kids from 1 to 92. BA Sales, Kennel Kelp, Holistic Healing Hour, Workouts for Geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers. Again, good for all kids from 1 to 92. Silver Streakers and active youngsters alike. I have a correlating blog that I wrote to go along with this audio version of the show today, as well as a snippet over at my YouTube channel. So from the blog a little bit there, I talked a lot about world of stress hormones and how they impact our health overall, especially when it comes to our diet. We've all heard of adrenaline and cortisol. They're our body's natural response to stress, giving us that extra push when we need it. The But what happens when these hormones are constantly pumping due to a lack of something crucial, healthy carbohydrates? Deep calming breath. The plot thickens when you take a look at adrenaline, cortisol, and insufficient glucose. Our bodies thrive on glucose, the human body, a type of sugar for energy. When healthy carbs are lacking in our diet, our body goes into an overdrive trying to compensate. This can lead to the continuous release of adrenaline and cortisol to maintain those blood sugar levels. The problem? It induces chronically high levels of these stress hormones in and of itself that wreak havoc on the health, our health, your health, accelerating disease and even leading to premature death. But always wait, there's more. This isn't just about aging adults, though it becomes more relevant for we silver streakers as we age, or any of us, wherever you are on the chronology ladder. It's a natural process of the aging cycle. Anyone following a fad diet, there's many of those, are severely restricting healthy carbs. When they are, they fall into that trap. Fueling your body for a long, healthy life takes a lot of hard work, understatement of the millennium. So what can you do? The good news is including healthy carbohydrates like fruits, vegetables, whole grains in your diet is a win-win. Earthen-derived clays, well-crafted foods, clean water. Good plant-based supplements. They provide sustained energy and keep stress hormones and stress in check and contribute to overall well-being. A couple of probing questions in the description of today's show. Have you ever tried a low-carb diet? Did you notice any change in your energy levels, or stress levels? Elaborate, if you care to, at the voicemail message board. Let us know. What are your favorite ways to incorporate healthy carbs into your meals? Share your tips at the voicemail message board, and of course you can comment on my blog, social media, or these shows in the comment column. But do leave us a voicemail message at the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour podcast and share your experiences, stress, cortisol, adrenaline, healthy carbs, BH Sales Holistic Healing Hour, lifelong health. Stressed for success, why carbs are key to balanced hormones and long life. Beyond the fad, how carbs keep you energized and healthy at any age, fueling your body, not only your stress hormones and not your stress hormones, the importance of carbs for silver streakers and everybody else. That's what we're going to take a look at today. Take a 10-second break, we'll come back, and we'll take a look at our old friend cortisol. We'll be right back. Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for being there, and let's continue. Cortisol, is it a friend or is it a foe? Kind of, sort of, be both. Cortisol is like a double-edged sword, if you will. It helps us wake up in the morning and deal with stress in and of itself and maintain blood sugar levels when it's manipulated correctly. But chronically high cortisol can lead to the health problems like muscle loss and a weakened immune system. So we want to focus on chronic stress. Occasional spikes in cortisol due to exercise, sometimes on an everyday challenges mixed in with exercising, are normal. It's chronically elevated cortisol, which is often caused by long-term stress, that becomes the actual health concern. However, it ultimately manifests itself. So exercise for cortisol balance there is good news. Exercise actually can help manage cortisol levels. You can moderate the intensity of your exercising, which is what we profess at Workouts for Geriatrics. Low, slow, tortoise in the hare being the tortoise, always under the guise of your physician, and what you're capable of doing. And it's just yearning for one more feet, F-E-A-T, or 1 foot, F-O-O-T, ahead of each other over the previous day, healthfully. So regular moderate intensity exercise is most beneficial. And that's in so many forms: a walk, swimming, light resistance training, like we do at Workouts for Geriatrics, but it doesn't have to be free weights. It doesn't have to be exercise resistance bands, but a combination of the moves that are entailed with all of them, they're just extra tools to accentuate the end result. But the movement's the key. Being sedentary is what precipitates cortisol and all of it. Fat. So watching cortisol, managing cortisol is a great start. In tandem with exercising. And then there's that fine Mason-Dixon line, like there is with anything. What's too much exercise and what's not enough? How's that affecting your cortisol? And again, that gets into so sundry an array of variables: your heredity, your physiology, what you're taking for present medications, what you're eating, how much you weigh. It's based on so many variables, but the body is still innate to deal with all of them. Innate. So, cortisol. Is it friend? Is it a foe? Especially for we seniors. Workouts and the stress connection. Don't get burnt out. And how exercise can help manage cortisol, especially in we older adults. Move your body, manage your stress, exercise for healthy aging. With yours truly. Cortisol's feedback loop. When cortisol rises due to stress, it can eventually signal the body to stop producing its own cortisol. That's the ludicrousy of it. That's a good thing, though. But it can also become disrupted by chronic stress. It's like anything, fine-tuning a car. When you have the timing chain, if you will, back in the day, you have to be old. Anybody know what a timing chain is? You do if you were a certain age. Goofing around a little bit. So acknowledge that ideal exercise is, and programs are, individualized. There's not a bigger proponent than myself. This is why we do knockoffs. Yeah, I would never charge anybody for this. And I always do all those disclaimers. This is what has given proven results for myself. I've had many retort back that they've seen results. I'm not a practitioner. I'm just the porcelain junction box, and continue to talk about the things that I was blessed to experience long ago and far away in a working career. That's like long ago now and far away. But I was blessed. So we continue to talk about these subjects in retirement, Goodwill Ambassadorship, paying it forward. So the hidden player, when we come back after a 10-second break, we'll wrap it up on what the hidden player really is when it comes to cortisol. We'll be right back with the final segment of today's show. Sales Kennel Cup Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all. Some of you by our invitation were applicable. My two church mice, Peter and Paul, combined with the ubiquitous audience, your efforts to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Thank you for doing that. Continue doing so. We do 3 audio versions daily. My 6th year running doing that. My YouTube offerings, Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And we always do interactive polls daily. Please do interact and leave messages at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Cult Holistic Healing Hour. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. One of my factions today via this. Okay, welcome back. Deep, calming breath. This will be the final segment of today's episode. We'll go probably another 10, 12, 15 minutes, somewhere in there. Thanks for joining us. Let's finish up here. What we don't get done today will be in the next episode. And I want to talk about the hidden player, which is 1-3-HSD1 and cortisol. We've talked about how exercise can help manage cortisol levels. The other player in the game is the enzyme actually called 113 or hydroxyesteroid dehydrogenase type 1, HD1, if you will, HSD1 officially. It's found in most tissues and acts like a factory worker, if you will, bear with me in my crazy example. Meaning that converting a less active form of cortisol, which is actually cortisone, into the active form of our body uses internally. So why is 113-HSD1 important? Many, many reasons. The high activity of 113-HSD1 can lead to more active cortisol in the tissues, even if overall cortisol levels seem to be normal. That can contribute to metabolic problems, belly fat, gain, weight, insulin resistance, weight. Any way you want to say it, however many times, and interject all the other things. Weight, fat, belly fat, body fat, insulin resistance that propagates the gaining of weight. Natural, emphasis on natural, solutions for cortisol balance. Ongoing studies on HSD1 inhibitors. Scientists are looking at medications that block the 113-HSD1 to manage the cortisol-related conditions. Jury's out on that. All fair and balanced. The jury's out on that, as it is with everything. But jury's out on that, and there's ongoing studies. So natural alternatives. Also, while research is ongoing, that would be fair and balanced in both scenarios, because it is, and they are both ongoing. On the natural alternative side of the ongoing studies, some natural substances show promise in inhibiting the 113-HSD1 activity, including aspirin. Low doses of aspirin, emphasis on low. I'm not a practitioner, still don't play one on television. Ask your practitioner if you haven't already. He or she knows you best, and probably you've had this discussion. But basically, usually a low dose aspirin may have a mild 113-HSD1 inhibiting effect by taking the low-dose aspirin. An important note for infinity, always consult your physician as you would with anything that you're about to put into your body. So before you, just don't start an aspirin therapy. Again, that's so contingent on all the aforementioned, what you're presently taking, what's your weight. It can be counterintuitive. Yep, an aspirin can be counterintuitive based on all those variables. So, physician, heal thyself is great when it is the physician doing so. Be it alternative, integrative, Western, especially when they all went to medical school. So, important notes. Imodin, E-M-O-D-I-N. This compound is found in some plants like rhubarb, which shows promise in the studies that are ongoing. However, like most research, until it's declared safe in any category to go from animal to human research, there's pretty much limited human research to this juncture. On the aforementioned research, it's predominantly animal at this juncture. Now, to be fair and balanced, so is there on the other side of the fence of the aforementioned cortisol studies. So, moving forward under that premise, progesterone, that hormone, this hormone naturally produced in the body, has been shown to inhibit the 11.3 HSD1 activity. However, supplementing with progesterone can have unintended consequences and should only be done, again, infinity, pi squared, a number they haven't found out yet, whatever. Under medical supervision, of course. And like any product that has all those disclaimers, correct? Well, these ones do too. They're not like exclusive pick and choose on disclaimers and all of that is what we're saying here. So lifestyle tweaks and lower tissue cortisol, reduced endurance exercises, as we've discussed, long duration, high intensity exercise can elevate cortisol. So consider shorter, moderate, intense workouts like brisk walking or swimming and or free weights, resistance bands, definitely breathing exercises. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. Things we talked about at this show forever and before I was on the airwaves. Long ago and far away when I had a career in it. Retired. So when I did have my own private line supplementation in both human and animal supplementation, and was blessed to work with the many where applicable veterinarians and physicians, authors, butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, have been blessed, and literally, with all kidding aside, at any given point in time, I've pretty much interviewed all of those categories with the multi-categories that we cover on all my shows. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. So remember that there's potential strategies. There is no magic bullet to anything. A tiny bit of common sense mixed into the cauldron goes a long way in life, in exercise in general, in tonics, in medicine, in food. Again, infinity, always consult your doctor before making significant changes to your diet, exercise routine, or considering supplements. Cortisol, 11, 3, ready, flank a right on 2, HSD1, goofing around. Metabolic health, natural alternatives, geriatric exercises, beyond exercise, unveiling the role of 11.3 HSD1 in cortisol management. Natural solutions for a balanced body, lowering tissue cortisol with diet and lifestyle. The secret weapon against high cortisol is exploring natural approaches, which is what we did today. We will be digging deeper into Emoding coming up. That's E-M-O-D-I-N. Emoding is definitely an interesting player in the world of cortisol management. What is Emoding? Emoding is a natural compound found in various plants, as we said, including rhubarb root, but also some additional ones, buckthorn bark, and certain Chinese herbs, which we will be isolating and talking about moving forward. It's responsible for the yellow pigment in some of these plants, the Emoding. Emoding and 11-3-HSD1 studies suggest that Emoding acts as a potential inhibitor, as we said earlier, of the 11-3-HSD1 enzyme. And remember that this enzyme converts into an inactive cortisol known as cortisone, as we mentioned in the opening, in its active form. By inhibiting the 11-3-HSD1, Emoding might help reduce the amount of active cortisol in the tissues, then potentially leading to lower overall cortisol effects. The promising side, the animal studies aforementioned, research on the animals, particularly rodents, has shown really promising results for Emoding in lowering cortisol levels and improving metabolic health markers. The cautionary side is, as always, with anything, is the limited human research until such time as there's a comfort zone to do so. While animal studies are encouraging, there is a limited research as we speak on Emoding's effects in humans. There are human studies ongoing, not enough to assimilate data in any way, shape, or form yet. It wouldn't be giving it justice. It has to play itself out, especially regarding safety, of course, and effectiveness for cortisol management, of course. It's almost silly to have to keep saying this. Unfortunately, we do. Shades are down in a lot of rooms, if you will. And toys in the attic. And hello. Is there anybody home in the neighborhood? That is. Key takeaways for listeners here today, hopefully. Emoding shows potential as a natural approach to managing cortisol. More research is assuredly needed. It's not a recommended supplement at this point, and to just, you know, go out and seek it out, but you certainly could have the discussion with your physician. So focus on the well-established benefits of exercise and diet for cortisol management. Exploring all options is good medicine. That's modalities. It takes many modalities to heal in conjunction with the body, which has always been able to heal itself, given the right foodstuffs and healthy earthen-derived medicines to do so. Emoding has a potential future option. We'll talk more about that in the next episode. Chronically elevated cortisol takes a toll on health. As you probably know, cortisol is a stress hormone, as we said in the opening. And while it has a crucial role in keeping you alive, it exacts a high price when chronically elevated. One of the functions of cortisol, again, in closing out and recapping what we mentioned in the opening, is to raise low blood sugar. But it does this by breaking down your muscles, your bones, and your brain. It sacrifices your lean muscle mass, which we definitely talk a lot about. Yours truly proud of my lean muscle mass, but at the same time, I want it to stay beneficial. So thus you see the circle. To release the amino acids that your liver converts to glucose in a process called gluconeogenesis. So ultimately, chronically elevated cortisol will increase inflammation and impair your immune function. Cortisol is also the primary aging hormone. It is. It's well documented if you care to seek that out, whatever your source and supplying source. Cortisol is a primary aging hormone. If it's chronically elevated, you simply die prematurely. That's how chronically important it is. It's highly catabolic, meaning it breaks down tissues. So to stay healthy as you age, especially, you need an anabolic, and you need to build tissues like muscles, and for sure mitochondria at any age, and high cortisol will seriously impair those efforts. So Silver Streaker's wrapping up for today. The cortisol challenge is what we discussed in adjusting new workouts with age, why age matters. As we get older, our bodies tend to produce and clear cortisol less effectively. Long runs in hypercortisol trap, if you're a runner, especially if you still can run and you run a long way at an age, you might be working counterintuitive. You may actually be increasing cortisol for the aforementioned reasons, not in every instance. So focus on moderate intensity workouts, but moderate to, we always say, one more than yesterday of whatever it is, picking up a coffee can, one more breath, one more step, one more. 2, 3, 5 in the 126 is obviously great, but do that healthfully. Listen to your body. Rest and recovery are certainly crucial. Don't push yourself to exhaustion. Explore low impact options. Water exercises are great. Yoga is great. Tai Chi is great. Qigong is great. I do independent knockoffs on what works for me. That's the beauty of self-incorporated into what your body capacitates and allows, and you see proven results. With no aspersions on formalized training, it's great. Take that as well. But don't worry about, whoever in the corner, or, I got to keep up with them, or, oh my God, they're a pro, and, oh my goodness, they can put, their arms and legs around and whatever. That's great and awesome. Compliment them. Don't worry about that. Built-in stress, counterintuitive, and that's when you may not want to be in an environment like that. If that's indeed how you feel, you get caught in the conundrum, he tried to say. That's probably a pretty good sign that it's time on the old magic clock to say bye-bye, and we're broaching 30 minutes. We may have exceeded it, so continue to pay it forward. You know all the closeouts for those of you that have been here for now. But everybody does know somebody at this precipice in time. That's, a little bit, what's up, Alfie, and up against it worldwide. But no fear, no flight. That's the point of these shows and this group, and these groups collectively. We do it arm in arm together, communally, calmly, serenely, with repose, logically, in support of all those people, we people of the human race, that inhabit the earth, along with whatever else does, we don't care about them. All while the animals being driven out of their natural environment, feral rescue animals for sure, worldwide, domesticated pets have the same challenges as we humans, good, clean, healthy foods and medications. They're people, this plants, of this planet and the planet. Here, hopefully continuing to be perceived as a harbinger of good information. The only thing that I am is the porcelain junction box that continues to be blessed to put you in touch with literally butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world, by having global exposure that I've been blessed with on these airwaves. With your help and the provocative guests in provocative subjects that we dissect with expertise within the fields, from upcoming guests, past guests, and repeat guests. We'll say bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Join us again tomorrow and every day. Peace, everybody. Make it a safe and productive day.